Walker?
He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Connor, are you the only one?
No, I think Monk is on too.
Okay.
Marcus.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're counting the owner. We'll start with those sharing your food. Yesterday was the 36th day. Nishani food could shabbat for Ishkinke, Bikilu, Urkilu, Urkimu, Udkilu, Yafka, Shem, Yudhe, Bavate, Biyakuda, Shalim, the Shem, Kol Israel. Hinea Nachmi, Bayim, Lakayim, Mitzvah, Sefirat, Omer. La Sot, Nachat, Ruach, Lerots, Reinu, La Sot, Ritzon, Borenu. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנענה עלינו מעשה ידינו כנענה אדוני גמור בעדי אדוני אלוהי וההי עזדך לעולם מעשה ידיך אל תרף אקרא לאלוהים עליון ישראל גומר עלי Vina emaria elvor alaish vierech mitbaseset Vedamayich vayomar lach vedamayich chayim Vayomar lach vedamayich chayim Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohai bedalta meod, od hadar levashta, od teor kashalma, melte shemayim karia. The surrounding light, or makif, and the blessing, which unifies their unhidden malchut. Baruch atah. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Betzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer And we can all say Amen. Hayom Shiva Ushloshim Yom Laomer Shehem Hamisha Shavuot Ushnei Yamim. Today is the 37th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 2 days. The number 37 connects to the concealed portion of Bina through the spelling out of the Hashem's name, the letters that are spelled out, total to 37. The inner light. Harakaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash In koma bim hera v'shameinu. And we can all say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, the Menorah Psalm, stop with a letter, and then we would stop with a word. Lahatela bin Minot means Borshir Elohim Yechanenu Bivarkenu Yair Panav Itamusela Ladaat Ba'aretz Darkecha Bekol Goyim Yeshuatecha Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Yismechu Viramenu Leumim Ki Tishpot Amim Mishor Ulumim. The letter Yud. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. The letter Yud is the first letter of the name of Hashem. The letter Yud is spelled out. Has a gematria of 20. When it's not spelled out, it has a gematria of 10. The 20 represents the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. The question is, what character traits are you causing yourself to be separated from Hashem? What aspects do you want to change so you can become closer to Hashem? Ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah Yaducha min Elohim Yaducha min kulam Eretz. Eretz is a word that translates as land. But land has many deep meanings in Kabbalah. It could be the land of Israel. It could be the land under your feet outside of Israel. It can be the physical world. It can be the Malchut. It can be many different aspects. But it's the question for tonight is what causes you, what are your character traits that cause you to be in this physical location? And do you want to change that physical location? And if you do, what place, what character traits do you need to change to make that physical location change? We have an adage in the Judaism: change your place, change your mazel. Change your location, you change your luck. Not luck, but change your circumstances. This is the questions that can be asked, need to be asked, when you see the word Aretz. Not na yudula yivarkeinu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkeinu Elohim Vayiru oto Kol ase aretz. The end of the Koach. Anna b'koach gedulat shemincha tati teruah. Alef bet gimel yud tav tzadik. Ampa sadenu tahareinu nola Tufre shayam suntet nun Na dibor dor sheikhu cha Kiva vacham len Bungimu dalad yudkaf shim Barhen tacharen rakamesikata Tamiz gamlen Betet resh sabitaf kimo Chasin kadosh erotucha Na'el adatecha Tetufet tetunayim Yahid Geyeh, the letter Gimel. The letter Gimel means a camel. The letter Gimel means a storing up of water, which is a metaphor for storing of Torah, for learning Torah. What character traits keep you from learning more Torah, deeper Torah, additional? What character traits are causing this? And do you want to change them? How can you change them? Liam ha'pene zokre kedusha pecha Yibim lamed pezayim kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushmat yakatenu Yodea ta'alulot Shinku fuakav tzadiyut ta'al. In the eighth verse of the end of the talk, we say in a whisper, we will now count in the third method, that of the Sephiroth themselves. Ribono shalom Atah tzavitam ala yudei Moshe Avdecha lispor sefirat ha'omer Kidei letach aleinu Bitu potenu Umitu matenu Kimo shekasavta Bishalata Uspartim Rahem Mimachala ha-shabbat Miyom ha-viyachem Eto omer ha Tenufa Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Tihiyena Had Mahalad HaShabbat HaShvitz Tis Tulu Chamishim Yom Kidei Sheyitach Aruch Nafshot Ampa Yisrael Mizoh HaMatam Ubatein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu Eloheinu Elohe Avoteinu Shebizkut Zefirat HaOmer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shebagamti Sephira Gibula Shiva Yasod Gibula Shiva Yasod. We know Yasod is foundation, Yasod is creativity, creation, sexuality. Gibula is strength, power. Judgment. So in the frame of sexuality, what does judgment look like? Are you judging the outer appearance of a person or the inner appearance? Do you strive to see the inner essence of a person? Or are Are you satisfied with the clothing that's being shown to you? Are you satisfied with the physical appearance? Which of your character traits are driving you in this regard? Which of those character traits do you want to change so that you don't judge people by their outer essence, but you look through the outer essence to the truth, the real person internally? Amen. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol, a significant amount of peace and serenity in your life. And you should all say Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Have a beautiful evening.
Shavuot Tov. Thank you.